refreshed after a few days off?
Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah,
got some good rest. Got a few workouts in. Got some work done on my body, so yeah.
So take us to the moment that hit the tunnel. They had you last and called your name, and what was that?
I don't know. I blacked out.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't even remember it. Like, I was just, it was just so much emotions, and like, I can't really can't even really remember it.
Your mom and dad here for the game last Thursday?
Yes, they were. They were, along with some other family members and friends, a lot of people that was with me throughout the process. And, you know, I wanted them to be there just because they were with me through the struggle. So I wanted them to actually be there to see the game and see the outcome.
You had some of the nurses from Emory were there, right?
Yeah, they actually surprised me. I didn't know they were coming. But before the game, my parents told me it was a surprise for me, and they weren't going to tell me. But I ended up going to see my family the night before and found out they were here. So it was pretty cool, man.
You said you blacked out. You really seemed to soak it in, though.
Oh, got to.
It was something that you had to be willing to work
on. Yeah, man. Like, this at the end of the day, this is an opportunity. It's a blessing. And I'm just thankful for it. So everything that surrounds the game and everything that's a part of the game, I appreciate it a lot more, even though I did before. But now it's just a whole different level of that. And I just take everything in and enjoy the good, the bad, and everything that comes along with the game.
Eric, can you talk about how you're feeling, like, as a football player? Do you feel you're about at full strength?
Yes, as far as physically, yes, ma'am. But, you know, it's still, I can always grow physically, but much more mentally as well. And I think that's going to come along with the experience and stuff like that, and just being out there with my teammates and just gaining that chemistry to, you know, we all can be on the same page and everything can move a lot faster that way.
For you guys on the back line.
What is the mental challenge of it? Is it just wondering if you can push yourself farther? Or is it, what is
Nah. I mean, I know I can push myself. Like, that whole little experience I went through, I found out a lot of things about me physically and mentally that I can do, but it's more so of just experience and just going through different situations in the football game and just getting through it and being able to adjust on the go. So I think that's more of it, you know. But as far as physically pushing myself through certain situations, I can do that. So
when you're on for the guys in the back line of the defense, what's the biggest headache Aaron Rodgers gives you guys?
He has a very quick release. He's not scared to make all the throws. He's not scared to throw it downfield. I mean, it's just his mechanics as a quarterback. You have to – you can tell he really takes pride in what he does in his individual drills, because his drops, the way he looks as far as looking off the safeties, looking off the coverage, he's very good at that.
And one of the things he seems to be able to do that very few quarterbacks can is on the run, he's accurate.
Yes, he's very accurate.
I mean, he's even when he's throwing across his body, he's accurate.
Yeah, he's very accurate. And, I mean, that's just one of those skills he's blessed with. And, you know, everybody doesn't have that skill set, but he does a very good job of doing it. And it adds another threat to a defense. So you just got to be aware of it.
Eric, get that you're not a rookie and that you've been around the block a couple times and you're just trying to win a game here Monday night. But this is also the first time you've played against Aaron Rodgers in your career. Would it be anything out of the ordinary to get a pick off him or a sack if that's the opportunity you might get?
Man, I'm an opportunist. So whatever comes my way, I'm going to take advantage of it. But I'm not going to sacrifice the defense to do so.
Sure.
Yeah, but if I see something, I'm just trying to make plays for my defense and for my team and just put us in good situations from my standpoint.
So in that sense, nothing out of the ordinary to get one off of him?
Everything is out of the ordinary at this point.
You have opportunity, I guess, about like gave that game away to the Broncos. How much are you guys looking forward to getting out there and National TV Monday Night Football?
I think
playing a better game, redeeming yourself.
To be honest with you, I think it's just about us being the best that we can be. You know, we can't control that it's on Monday night. We can't control the team we're playing against. The one thing we can control is just going out there as a team and making sure that we handle our business, you know, try to finish plays and just go out there and play ball, you know, and just finish plays to the best of our ability. And I think if we do that down in and down out, I think we'll be a pretty good team. So that's the main focus.
Eric, was there a point during Thursday's game where you kind of thought about all the people that have been there for
During the game, nah. During the game, I was just thinking about the game and thinking about what Denver was trying to do. But, you know, I think about that all the time, what you mentioned. I think about that all the time. So, yeah.
How much did 50 friendship mean to you during the process?
Man, it meant a lot. Just because, I mean, before that we were tight. You know, we were real good friends. But after that, I mean, it just kind of just – it did a lot for me because that was a rough point, a rough spot that I was in. And, you know, he was taking his off days to come down and visit me. So, I mean, it meant a lot, and I really do appreciate it. And, you know, he could ask me for anything, and I'll be there for him. So,
did he say anything to you before the game?
Man, he was just talking about basically we talked about this moment. We talked about you getting back on the field. Now go out there and show out. And, like, every time, as soon as I left, he was like, man, you'll be back, and I'm going to be here waiting on you. So just make sure you just handle what you handle, and I'm going to handle what I handle. And then we was in the tunnel. He was just talking about how, you know, just all the times we was on the phone, just dreaming of that moment. So it was definitely pretty cool.
A couple more, guys.
With Aaron Rodgers, it seems one of his strengths is being able to convert on those free plays. How do you guys account for that as a defense? What extra awareness, how do you combat that, I guess?
We just have to know that, you know, if we make a penalty or jump off sides, we just have to be aware that they're going to go deep and they're going to try to take shots and take advantage of our mishaps. So that's just something extra you have to think about. You know, they take the next step of thinking of different things, and so we have to do the same thing. So.
Hey, Marcus Peters mentioned you. Somebody's helping you kind of with perspective. Just what have you seen from him, how he approaches the game, how he approaches better?
He's very athletic, but the thing I noticed about him, he doesn't depend on his athleticism. He depends on his technique and his film study, and that's very rare, especially for a rookie coming in. And, like, we talk about a lot of things. I want to see things from his perspective. He wants to see things from my perspective. And that's not just with him. That's with our whole defense and the secondary. I think we're at a place where we're very very cool with each other, to where we could talk to anybody about anything. But Marcus, he's a different kind of cat, man. He's a rare person that you deal with.